No, Toxic just joined instantly.
Toxic. Joined where?
My party. I can't hear him talking, though. Hello? Not saying it. Well, I'm going to go into zombies, and they can leave if they want. But all right, yeah, I'm ready.
All right. What's up? It's Weekend Leaps, episode 51, November 15th, 2023. I thought last week was 49, so I said 49, but it was actually 50. So, yeah. Let's just get into it. Honestly, my emotions have lowered down from the first time watching this episode. I've already watched it like 3 times, and I'm not even upset about it anymore. But like, how'd you feel about this episode?
Yeah, this episode was pretty good. I liked it. I know you're like super upset, low key.
About... I'm not upset. I'm just
you're upset. He'll probably never find out, honestly. But given the way it happened and then the body transformed back, he might mention it. But the only person who really knows of his dad is in a box right now. Maybe the other, like some other people know too, but.
Yeah, I just Gojo and I guess Ghetto. Old Man Zenon.
Yeah.
And Ghetto, maybe. Like yeah, Ghetto. I guess he has his memories, but that probably serves him no purpose to tell him that. I really liked the episode. Obviously, this was part of the episode. This wasn't even the biggest, grandest part of it. There was a lot in this episode. Yeah. Animation was beautiful. Specifically for this part, I just wanted to show this panel because at first I was upset because in the anime, you know, he stabs himself and he's just like, I'm glad to hear that. I'm pretty sure that's what he says in the anime, at least for the translations that I've read for
right, yeah.
The sites I use. But when I went to the manga to read it and it said good for you, I was like, okay, you know what? The anime did better. I'll take that. I don't even care. I'm not even upset anymore.
Yeah, they were saying like, both. I mean, it's kind of the same thing though. Like, good for you. I'm glad.
Good for you, I feel like, is worse than I'm glad to hear that. But you
I
know
mean, what? It depends on how they say it. If somebody's like, good for you, in a sincere like, tone, it's like kind of saying, I'm glad.
But when I first read this, it kind of sounded like, to me, it was kind of like, good for you. Like, that's what it sounded like to me. Mm-hmm. In the anime, he's like, I'm glad to hear that. It has a different vibe to me, but I'm seeing what you're saying. The manga mm-hmm. anime did some different things. The animation, the part in between where they're first facing each other and this part, in the anime is completely MAPPA original. Like, you know, the part where mm-hmm. he like kicks the truck, the
bunnies and stuff,
throws the truck in the air and tosses things mm-hmm. and the bunnies, all that is MAPPA original. So that was really good. I was surprised to see that. And then, yeah, he just kills himself, has a flashback. And I'm pretty sure this is just the end of Toji. I don't think he'll probably be back, but what was I going to say? Oh yeah. One thing in the manga that was different is that, after he kills himself, it does show Megumi with these two thoughts where he thinks of Old Man Zenon saying Toji and then good for you. And then he like thinks about it for a second and then he's like, okay, I got to get going. So at least I know he's going to think about it from the manga. So that was good. How did you feel about the Jogo versus Sukuna?
I thought it was awesome. I thought it was awesome. A lot of people were saying the animation looked kind of weird. I thought it looked really good.
Really? I thought it was amazing.
Yeah. Not really weird, but kind of like, because you can, the style did change. Like the way they had Sukuna looking.
Yeah.
Compared to how like he looked so far, you could tell the art style shifted slightly. Like it was still the same, but it looked slightly different. Like everybody looked a little. We really got to see Jogo's power and his scale of power because we've only seen him fight Gojo prior to this. So that doesn't really let you know how strong he really is. Even though they've said multiple times, like I know the fake Ghetto is like, I'll be generous 7 to 8 fingers, but really he's probably like 5 because he said he'll be generous. He's probably like 4 or 5 fingers, you know, realistically. Also, prior to this, I said that I thought he would be able to get a touch on him. Yeah, just on some like fluke, on some fluke stuff. Not like on, you know, not like he actually touched him, but you know, Sukuna was just messing around too much. He barely tapped him, like no damage, but he counts it. I thought something like that was gonna happen. That didn't happen at all. He completely destroyed him, outclassed him, was honestly just playing with him. A lot like how Gojo was when they first fought. Like Gojo was teaching him stuff. He's like, you're still pretty young, you don't know much. And he showed him like his domain expansion and a bunch of other stuff. And he was like, hey, this is infinity. This is how it works. He tried to touch me, you know, like try to touch me. He's like teaching him while he was fighting. Yeah. Also, another thing that was interesting is Sukuna said he was actually strong, whereas Gojo called him weak.
I've been seeing a lot of that as in the past week of people trying to say that Sukuna was more respectful than Gojo in some way. And like, that's all fine and dandy. Like, sure, he's at the very end after he burned him to a crisp. He said, "You know what? Out of all the people I fought in 1,000 years, you were pretty strong. Yeah, like you should be proud of yourself." But there's also parts like this where he's like, "Look at the moonlight. I can see how pathetic you are." Like,
yeah.
So it's like when people try to say like Gojo was so disrespectful compared to Sukuna.
I don't even say disrespectful because Jogo is clearly strong. Like it's just the fact that Gojo and Sukuna are just on a whole nother level compared to like everybody else.
Right.
So I mean realistically everybody's weak to Gojo for the most part.
Yeah, everybody's weak. And he was styling on him, but like
Sukuna wasn't even doing that. He was just sitting there just like letting him attack him. Just evading.
I was talking about Gojo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, Sukuna was also styling on him, but...
Yeah.
No way.
He like, was really just letting him do what he wanted to do. And, like, he would defend when he needed to, but he would just kind of... He was kind of just watching. Like, try, give me the best you got. Try to hit me.
Like...
And nothing was working. But the animation was awesome. Like, them flying through the buildings, him grabbing them by the face and just, like... It was like a Dragon Ball Z fight, low-key. Grabbed him and just, like, drug him all the way through the bottom of the building and the moonlight. It looked really good. Also, this is another reason why I think Sukuna is liked by people. Like I said, like, his presence on screen. Because remember when Jogo was doing his final attack? It was basically like a giant meteor coming from the sky.
Yeah.
And you had Panda. I forgot the other guy's name. And then two other people who used to work with Ghetto. They showed up and they were asking them questions like, who are you? Or come with us. We're not trying to kill sorcerers. So if you come with us, we won't have to fight. And the other dude was like, you know, I really don't want to join you guys. And we should, you know, we're about to get going anyway. So it's just, you know, we can talk about it. And they were like, no, we don't need to talk. And they were about to go fight. And then Sukuna just shows up. Well, first the guy was like, all right, we should really just leave because there's elephants fighting or they're dancing. And over ants, and we're the ants. And that really just like put into perspective, like that's really what it is. Like it's two special grades and you got these people who are like, they're obviously strong, but they're not really anything capable of handling those two. Like regardless. So he was like, it's ants underneath elephants right now. We really should just go. And then Sukuna just pops up and he's like, all right, if anybody moves before I say go, I'll kill you immediately. Everybody is just frozen. And it's just like, I don't know. That's just like, to me, that encompasses why he's such a good character and why people like him.
I think it really showed how much of a game it was and how it wasn't serious to him at all. Yeah, have a giant meteor coming towards him. And like, you know what? Let's just play a game when I say go right now. Like, you guys can't move. I wonder who even lived from that.
Oh, I think they all got away. I think they all got away.
You think so?
Yeah. Panda and the other guy, you saw them dash today. He was like, all right.
Yeah, they definitely they dashed got away. I don't know.
They got gone. You don't think the other two got away either?
I don't know. I thought the Panda and the guy definitely got away. But I don't know about the other two.
The other two, yeah.
And then the manga, the panda, what was funny is the panda guy, he also recognized that it was Yuji for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Because
he was like, wait,
when
that's
he
not
paused,
Yuji.
He was like, wait, Itadori? And then, yeah, the meteor comes down. I thought it was, this episode definitely showed how strong Jogo is and just how it's unfortunate that he's always going up. He only went against like the top two people.
The top people, yeah.
Because, like, he sent lava throughout the entire city. He made giant hands and smashed two skyscrapers together. He dropped a giant meteor on the ground. Like, he did so much stuff. I wish he would have did his domain, honestly, just to see it.
Oh, again. Yeah, just to see it. Yeah. But the thing is, he's going to be reborn, though. Him, Mahito, and the other guy.
They said, like, 1,000 years or something.
Yeah. And like he was that. Like, we'll probably be much different, but we'll be reborn again.
And then, besides that, I think the only other thing that happened, right, was in the end, I think Megumi got cut by the blonde hair guy, and then there's like a big.
Yeah, he was like, this foot. Is what I'm good for.
Yeah. And then there's a
and
big
then that giant,
guy.
That other giant thing just showed up. We don't know exactly what that is yet. And he was starting beating the crap out of the blonde guy, and he was like, wake up, you sorcerer, help me.
He's like, wake up, bro, you're useless, get up. That was funny.
Even though, like, why would Megumi save that guy? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He probably just let him die. Or get information.
If it was that much of a threat, maybe. Oh, wait, and then one thing I want to ask. So with Geto or Kenjaku and, like, his, like, cronies, like, would you ever go after someone who, like, took control of your friend's body? Like, if you were in their shoes, because remember they had, like, the people we saw
who
ran.
But the other people
Sukuna.
Were like, why are you even doing this? They're like, you're stupid. Why are you even working with him?
Like, whose side would you be on out of the three sides?
I would probably be on the side of the people that are like, why are we even entertaining this guy right now? Like, what? And they were like, because the other side, one of them's like, we should just let him do what he's doing, because in the end, it's just going to be an all-out war. And it's just going to create stronger sorcerers, and all the regular humans are going to die. And then the strongest sorcerers will, you know, live, and that will create the world naturally, even though it's not natural. But naturally, it'll just, you know, create the world that he wants.
Right.
And I'm like, if that's the case, if that's what I'm rocking with, then I'll agree with them. Like, yeah, this will probably, you know, this will do it better than we would, because we don't have the manpower to just, you know, kill everybody, but the we can have the curses do it, and then the strongest of the strong will survive, the weak will, you know, will die.
So you wouldn't feel no type of way if
that they're using Geto's body?
Your friend's body was still in.
No, not in really.
There.
I mean,
even
obviously,
if you knew, like, what if you even saw that Geto was still even kind of still in there?
Still there. If he was still there, then yeah, but he's kind of there, but he's really not there. Like, his body was reacting, but. We also, I mean, we've seen the thing with Toji, so he could still be there, technically.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah. Because they just want his body back. They want his body back to, like, buried or something.
I would want to give him a, like, proper burial.
Yeah, they're like, he's defiling his body. But that was interesting. We saw the rest of, like, Geto's group, even though we saw some of them in the movie.
Yeah, we saw all of them in the movie when I looked back, because I didn't even remember them. But when I looked at the movie
the
for a few seconds, he was, like, in, like, one, like, little scene. He didn't really talk or do nothing. I would probably be, like, with, like, him and Miguel. Like, I probably wouldn't even
care,
entertain,
like,
any of it. Yeah, I'd probably, like, just do my own thing.
Yeah. Because they all want the same thing at the end of the day. He was like, we're all family. Like, we all want the same thing. Because they wanted Geto to be, like, king or whatever.
Yeah.
But the other ones, they actually, like, loved him as a... Like, as a father or a brother kind of thing. Not even. It seems like they actually want to, I don't know. She's like, the man I love. I don't know.
It's a,
like,
little weird. I don't know.
Yeah. I can't tell.
It's probably like a father figure, but.
Father figure, yeah. But.
He was just that guy, yeah. Though. And were you disappointed
overall,
that Jogo didn't land the blow? Or not?
Not disappointed, because, like, he is completely outmatched. I didn't think he really would land a blow. I thought it was going to be like a fluke kind of thing. That's like how I thought it was going to happen. Like, he's not anywhere. I did think he was, like, nowhere near strong to land a blow. But there's always flukes, you know. Flukes always happen. And I thought it was just going to be, like, for the plot. Like, let Sukuna just be, like, work under them. Not really work under them, but work under them. Like, stay to his word. And then once they finish out their plan, or their plan fails, he's like, all right, this was kind of fun. Now I'm about to just, you know, do what I was going to do anyway.
That's what I thought was going to happen before I saw the last couple episodes. I thought that's how it was going to go down. I thought Sukuna would join on their side. for a little bit. But I'm satisfied that it went a completely different direction, and I don't know where it's going.
Oh, also, Yurimi, whoever that is, showed up. We don't know who that is.
You were making jokes a lot. They were like, oh, I'm so excited to see you.
Yeah, remember I sent you the video?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the...
He's like, oh, Yurimi.
And then she showed up quick. She just walked up behind him. Like, I'm surprised he wasn't like... I mean, he probably doesn't even care, really.
Yeah, he didn't react.
Like, if people just walk up behind him, because he's like, there's nothing anybody could probably do to hurt me, realistically, without me reacting in time. So.
Yeah, she just pulled up. How did you get in here, Gwen? Yeah, but that's all I got for
JJK. The name of your cat is Gwen?
Yeah, my great cat is Gwen.
Why Gwen?
She was
like
named...
Gwen Stacy?
Maybe, yeah. She was named by my friend because we couldn't come up with a name for her. She was like a kid, like a baby. And like we kept like, me and Mariah were going back and forth for like a week trying to figure out a name. And then they came and stayed the night. And then they kept calling her Gwen. And then it just stuck. But she's such a baby, though. I can literally just hold her like a hot dog. And she doesn't do anything. She just sits there. Okay, I'll just let you up here. Let me see. Let's do Kenshin.
Oh, yeah, Kenshin was good. We were both kind of right. I think we both predicted, like, he wouldn't go through with it all the way.
Yeah, well, that was
the thing. We were surprised that he even, like, let it go on that long.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he was gonna do it.
Yeah, and then he kind of just... I don't know when he had the epiphany. I don't know if it was when freaking... Kenshin showed up. He was like, yeah, this is kind of stupid now that I think about it. But he was also just thinking back to like when his to the general, he was like, he did some shady stuff in the past too to get to where he was at. Everybody makes mistakes,
right? And I feel like it was so funny to me because like I feel like he didn't really like come to any realization. I think it was just like, oh, Kenshin's here, I can't beat him. So, yeah, we're done. And then he just, like, punches him in the stomach. He just turns on him so fast. He's like, yeah, we're finished here.
Because he was trying to fight Kenshin. The dude was throwing bombs and stuff, and he was just cutting all the bombs up. It was pretty sweet how he let the one bomb get behind him. And then it blew up, and it was just fire all around his body.
And he was like, I dodged it. Or no, he was like, he dodged it.
Or he let really it so it would blow up the wall.
Yeah. But, yeah, I thought it was a good episode. The character, I guess, turned around. I like that he just decided to start his own government newspaper or whatever. Yeah. Just like, that was wholesome. I just thought it was funny that Sanosuke double-crossed him so fast.
But I think he, I don't think he really wanted to do that. I don't know. Like, he was going to go with it, but like you said, once he realized, like, Kenshin was going to show up and it was just over. And then he was like, I didn't tell him, even though he literally confessed to everything while they were supposedly asleep.
Yeah.
Kenshin wasn't asleep and he was just listening. He was like, I didn't tell him our plans. He just gets in everybody's business. That's what he does. I was like, bro, you're lying. Even though I guess in his mind, he thought Kenshin was asleep. Yeah, I guess. But
I was going to ask, I also thought it was funny, like, he was, like, so surprised that he got up and he was, like, because remember he knocked him out and he was asleep. And then when he woke up, he was angry. And I was, like, what do you think he was going to be like when he wakes up? Like, he was, like, surprised.
Maybe, you know, sleep it over. Realize what you're doing is dumb. But then they had their little one-on-one fight. And he had all the smoke bombs. He kept running, throwing the smoke on the ground and running away.
Smoke. And he spit on him.
I was like, that's crazy. He spit on him. I'm like, all right, bro. Like, we can't even, like, what the heck? He spit on his face.
I was gonna ask, like, how disrespectful is spit to you?
That's like, that's as disrespectful as you can get without, like, I don't think there's anything more disrespectful than spitting on somebody. Aside from, in terms of, like, physical touch, unless you're, like, you know, being weird and creepy, but. If somebody spits on you, that's like, you're nothing.
Okay.
They have absolutely no respect for you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you spit on them.
They don't even view you as a person. You're trash. You're not even a thing. So that was kind of crazy when he spit on them. I didn't expect that. But he also showed It was weird in the same, because he put the sword down. He was like, I don't need this sword to fight you.
Yeah.
Like, come on. So it was kind of weird. Like, he spit on him, but in the same thing, he was like, I'm not going to kill you, though. We'll fight this out. And then the dude was like, this isn't a fight. This is a battle, because you're not on the side of Sekiho. Or is it Sekiho or Sekiho? Sekiho.
I think it's like Sekiho or something.
Sekiho.
Sekiho.
Army. And, but kind of like what I was thinking when he had the dinner, he was like, we had all these different people from different walks of life, and they're all sitting together enjoying, you know, their time and having a good time and, you know, not fighting. And he was like, that's how we're going to bring about this new era, you know? And then the dude was like, I'm just going to kill myself in front of the police. And that's going to make people question. And I'm like, bro, nobody is going to, they're going to just be like, who is this crazy ass dude? Like, yeah. What the heck?
Like, what is he doing? Unless he left like a letter or something, but even so.
Yeah, unless he left a letter, but he was saying he was just going to die there and people were going to start questioning, like, why did he do this? And they were start putting two and two together. But it seems like nobody even knows about their little revolutionary army that they had.
Nah, anyway, no one knows prior about to that. This. No one knows about their little army. It's, unless they were there for some reason. Like, do you think it's ever okay to tell someone to give up on their dream?
Yes.
And like, what instances?
If besides the dream like is the detrimental obvious, to their like, health.
Okay. I was like, besides the obvious, like terrorism or something.
Yeah, stuff like that. If it's not going to harm anybody or yourself, I don't see any point of telling somebody to give up on their dreams. I think you should always pursue your dreams as long as you can do it and still maintain a healthy mind and a healthy body. Like, if it's not going to cause you distress or make you go crazy or anything like that, go ahead, do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? It can even be weird as long as it's not weird to the point where it's like, all right, you might get into some legal trouble or, you know what I'm saying? Or like stuff like that. But
like, what if it's just like do whatever. Someone's like been doing it for a while and it's just like,
it's not going, not
working. It's just not coming to fruition.
I wouldn't say give up. I think they would definitely just have to reevaluate and figure out a way to make it work or go about things a little bit different. But I don't think you should necessarily give up. But let's say like in your example, it's not going anywhere, and now their life is starting to like fall apart, but they're like, no, I want this dream to happen because this is what I really want to do. Then it's like, all right, bro, you might not have to give up on it, but you might have to take a step back and, you know, redistribute efforts and other things, but still try to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get what you're
saying. So that's how I would look at it. But
I think I feel the same way. Obviously, if someone's like going to do some illegal harm themselves, I'll be like, nah, like you shouldn't do that. But like, if you want to chase being a comedian for like the rest of your life, or even like the next 10 years, if just that's what you're going to do and it doesn't work for 10 years necessarily, I don't know. That 11th year might be the year. I don't know.
Yeah. So,
I think I had two more questions. Would you give your man a piggyback ride?
If he's like not able to walk, I'm pretty sure that dude was able to walk. But he did beat him up.
I mean, he knocked him out.
But I mean, if he needed like to move, yeah, but I'm not, if you can walk, bro, I'm not, get off me. But if you can't walk, then yeah, it's fine. Like, it's not a big deal.
I just thought that was funny. He's giving a piggyback ride. And then last thing, are you politically active in your community?
No, not really.
Neither am I.
Which is crazy because my mom's a judge. But yeah. I do want to get into politics, not in the sense of being like completely on one side. I don't want to be like a crazy radical for either. Because I feel like my thing with politics that I don't like is that, why is it always so far on each side? No, and like nobody's ever in the middle. Like both sides can be correct in certain instances. Obviously, they have disagreements in certain aspects, but everybody can be right in certain in certain situations. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I'm not really into the radical pick one side and always be on that side and agree with
that. Doesn't make sense to me in anything. Like, you should always look at everything, you know, equally and look at both sides with what's the word I'm looking for? with no bias, you know? Like, obviously yeah. there's going to be biases in certain things, but you should always look at stuff with no bias and try as hard as you can. Because, like, I'm pretty sure, you know, it's a lot of shit I don't agree with a lot of people. But there's, you can just because you don't agree with people on something doesn't mean you can't agree on anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, for this guy, for example, like, sure, the classes aren't completely equal, but, you know, we can still all chill together.
And then he was like, we're going to have to work towards it. Like, it's not going to happen overnight. It's just going to take a long time. And even if they do what they do, it's just going to create more, you know, like, it's just going to disrupt the government. There's always going to be, we kind of talked about this, what was it, 2 weeks ago or a week ago? How, like, no matter what you do, it's always going to be, like, some form of class.
Oh, yeah. The Attack on Titan.
But, yeah. I don't know. Kenshin was good, though. I think Kenshin's always good. Kenshin, like, rarely misses.
Tried and true.
Huh?
I said tried and true. Can't break. Can't already been done. And you said this is the best Undead Unluck episode?
I think so, yeah. Only because we got so much information about, like, just the world in general. Like, they talk about UMAs, about how they traditionally work. Like, they take up a region, whereas Negators, or they're, like, the original rule. Like, they're the rule themselves, and the Negators stop the rule, but they can only do it with a certain, you know, they have to have a certain requirement. Like, is his name Shinra? That's not his name.
Who?
The guy with the blue hair.
Shin.
Like, he was like, mine, I gotta look at you at a certain distance, and then, you know, unluck hers is touch. Andy's is just only Andy's works on himself. Is... He just...
I read the description, because they had some character descriptions in here from a chapter I read. His was like, activates near death or something.
Okay.
Something like that.
And then we also got to see that freaking UMA for, like, what it is. I didn't expect it to. It was a statue, and then it transformed into, like, an actual thing.
It looked like a JoJo, like, stand or something.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, too, because after you told me the same people that animated also animated JoJo, I was like, yeah, this definitely looks like something out of JoJo. Like, it legit looks like a stand.
And it was gigantic.
Yeah. Like, I just, like, it was, like, no fan service, you know. It was just very...
True.
I'm going into each episode seeing how much you're going to do. I think it's honestly done at this point, because they did a lot of it in the first couple episodes, but everything after this has been pretty, you know, normal.
I think they're not going to do a lot of fan service at this point. They got it out of their system the first couple episodes.
Yeah, the first few episodes. Because it was OD. Like, come on, bro. It was kind of crazy. I'm like, all right, bro.
I feel like it wasn't even that bad the second episode. It was just the first second, one.
No, it wasn't. The first episode was just like, dang, bro. Yeah,
the first episode was weird. All the other ones have been mild compared to that one.
Yeah.
If you were a zombie, would you infect other people?
Other people?
If you were, like, conscious? It
sounds like Zom 100. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't infect other people. I would, like, if I got infected, would I secretly bite people? Or are you saying if I was a zombie, I had full control of myself, would I just chill?
Yeah, like, what would you do if you were a zombie? Like, would you feel inclined to make other people feel the way you do, or would you just, like...
No, I'll just, you know, live my life, be a cool zombie. Have you ever seen Shaun of the Dead?
No, I haven't.
So, it was this zombie apocalypse movie, and basically, at the end, people were able to live with zombies. Like, they had zombies as pets. They had him, like, chained up, and they were, like, feed him. Because his friend became a zombie, but they didn't want to kill him. So he would just, like, be attached to, like, a collar or something, and they would feed him. But that's not saying so I would want to be somebody's pet, but, yeah. You know, I would be the zombie. I wouldn't try to infect people. I'd just be chill. You know, it's whatever. I'm a zombie. I'm here. Can I talk? Or no, I'm just like that.
You only talk to other zombies.
I only talk to other zombies.
You only speak zombinese.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Because there's going to be other zombies that are infected. And then they had their own little place. The zombies, they were chilling.
They did have their own community.
Yeah.
I mean, they were mad, but they were there.
Yeah.
I'm sure it doesn't feel good to be a zombie because they were like, they're suffering. Right. But if you didn't suffer, you're just a zombie. I guess that wouldn't be that bad. One dude walked all the way to New York. That's how they even found out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But yeah. Andy gets married.
Oh, yeah. Her final wish was to get married. Or not even get married, just be in a bride dress. And she was like not fully turned yet. So she could kind of talk. But she was also talking zombie-nese. But she also started talking like regular. But I don't know if that was just us seeing it from the perspective of Andy. So that's why we can understand it. Okay.
Yeah, because she just starts talking in full sentences. But I think it was just
also his perspective. We find out something. Andy used to be called something Victor.
God of victory.
God of victory.
Victor. Victor.
Yeah, Victor, the God of victory. So that's probably his real name is Victor. And Shin wants to see him at his 100, like at 100%. And that's probably why he was like, I only take this out for X amount of time, because if I keep it out too long, like I lose control or something.
Yeah.
So I wonder, something must have happened, or he just got tired of living the way he was and he just wanted to forget. And so he did that.
Maybe we'll see it. I don't know. Do you think he'll kill Spoil or not? Because he's not supposed to kill him.
Oh, kill the thing? Yeah, they're supposed to capture it. I don't think he'll kill it because what's her name wants him to capture it. And to get closer to allowing him to, you know, get death. At first, yeah. I thought she was going to try to figure out how to get rid of her unluck. Because that dude was like, I forgot his power. Yeah, repair, yeah. But she was like, no, I want to see if he can allow, or this will be our first hint towards figuring out how to let Andy die. So,
unrepair sounds like something that could stop Andy.
Yeah.
The only reason I think he might kill Spoil is just because the zombie bride wants him to kill Spoil. So I don't know. He might completely forget about the mission from that perspective.
But he did say, I do have to capture you, though, at the end. Even though he was like, I'll kill you. He also was like, I have to capture this thing.
Yeah.
And he did that, like, Crimson Cross move when they first showed up. He also went in very reckless. Like, he just drove straight in. He didn't ask any questions because he could have got both of them zombified.
Yeah. He put a truck. He just ran in with a truck. And Shin was like, do you know what you're doing? Or have you fought people like this before? Yeah. And then they all ended up getting zombie timers anyway. Because she ran on the ground to chase a kid.
Yeah. But it was like a certain threshold, like that little dark alley. And she ran past. But she reversed it on the kid, I think, when she grabbed him.
You think she reversed it? Because
I think his timer went away and then her timer showed up. I could be wrong about that, though. That's what it looked like to me.
I'll have to wait till next episode. I don't know. Let me see. Is marriage a priority for you?
No, I don't even really believe in marriage. I mean, there's nothing wrong with marriage, but in the sense of like what it actually is, I feel like you can be with somebody forever without necessarily being married by law, you know? Like, I think the whole point of marriage was to create, you know, stronger. If you go back to like what marriage truly was for, because that's why people used to marry like inside their family to create stronger, which is like weird.
You stronger know, like bonds, ties,
not stronger bonds with each other,
legal
but just
ties,
legal stuff. So they'll have more power, and that's really what like marriage was meant for. So, but I do definitely believe you can find your soulmate and be like with somebody forever, and that's your person. And I don't see anything wrong with getting married. Like, if I find someone and they want to get married, we can get married. But I don't think you need the legal system. You know what I'm saying? To be married. Yeah, like.
That's why I try to tell Mariah, but she don't want to hear it.
When you propose it, she's trying to figure out. She's trying to see something.
I try to tell her, she don't want to hear it. Like, I'm like, marriage, I would try to explain, like, marriage is a legal thing. It's not even about love or anything. It's just like connects us legally. So like finances and I don't know, like health insurance and all the other stuff. Like, yeah, you could do it without marriage, but like it just makes it like, I don't know, like legally binding. And so I don't know.
Yeah.
I get, and she's like, it's a symbol of love and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, there are tons of symbols of love.
Yeah.
Technically, you don't have to get married. But I think the whole wedding thing is cool. So.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's mainly for the bride. I mean, some dudes like big, like, you know, weddings and stuff. But.
Hey, dudes definitely like the wedding.
Yeah.
Well, some dudes. It depends. It depends. But yeah, that's all I got. But speaking of zombies, I forgot for 2 weeks to say on the podcast, Zom 100 is coming back in December.
Okay.
For the final three episodes. So I'm excited for that. You don't sound too excited, though.
It's already on your radar. Like it's been, it's like, I've been gone for so long, you know what I'm saying? Like, do I even really care anymore? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm gonna watch the last three episodes, but you know what I mean, though?
It's definitely lost all the natural momentum it could have had.
Yeah, I feel like all the hype is gone.
Like, I feel like it had tons of hype up for the first and second episodes, and then so many breaks, and then finally just a hiatus for, like, how long has it been? Like a month, 2 months?
Yeah, it's been like 2 months.
Yeah, it's just completely killed its momentum. I'm definitely going to watch the last episode, so, because I like the show. But from a fan community perspective, it's definitely killed that momentum. I've also been hearing some things about Jujutsu Kaisen and MAPPA again.
Oh, about how they don't have enough time to animate and crunch hours and how they're animating the episodes each week, that stuff. Yeah, you think they're gonna have a situation where they gotta go on hiatus, even though they already went on a month hiatus. And yeah, traditionally, remember we were talking about how Zom, like, I thought they're supposed to have all the episodes done. That's how it traditionally works for the most part.
I thought it was too.
So it just so happens that MAPPA has too much on their plate, because who does Zom, not MAPPA. Is MAPPA also Zom 100?
No. I don't even remember the studio name, honestly. I could probably look it up real quick, but I don't think they've done anything else that I've watched.
So, yeah. We got one more we got one more show, right?
Bug Films. No, that's all our shows.
Oh, okay. This was your episode, 38 minutes?
Yeah. Concise.
Very quick. It's because we didn't do the little, you know, our little recaps. We just started talking straight about it.
You know, we did a little bit anyway. Yeah. But
we used to talk like about the whole episode. Like,
But you know, doing this podcast, I'm pretty sure we've reached a year at this point of doing the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we were on Attack on Titan.
The original.
Before they took the breaks or whatever.
Like, listening back, I've listened to every episode up until this point. Well, actually, no, I'm like on episode 40. But,
you feel like we've gotten better? The same?
I would say we've definitely gotten better. And, like, the reason I wanted to stop doing the descriptions, I feel like it was just, like, a lot of fluff.
People come in already watching, yeah.
Yeah, and people probably already seen the episode, especially if I put out our episode right before new episodes come out. People have already definitely seen the episode, so they probably, if someone wanted to listen, they probably just wanted to hear what we thought, not necessarily
what
we
thought about it, not what it is.
Summary of the episode they just watched. They're like, well, let's just skip this part, have more questions, and just talk more naturally about it. I think we've definitely gotten better. And
how are the numbers
for actual audio listens? Still very low, like 2 to 3 an episode for our podcast. For Instagram,
that's booming.
We're almost at 1,000 followers for Instagram. TikTok been at the exact same for a long time, but algorithms.
We might have to get cameras. I ain't gonna lie. I feel like that'll do more. Like if people can actually see us. And I'm actually gonna get a camera. But I'm getting a Brio. The Logitech Brio, those cameras are really good. Like webcam.
I have a camera here. It's pretty basic. It's not like a super good camera, but it would get the job done. If we want to do cameras, I don't mind. Just, I feel like just putting, even when I just started adding the little pictures of us while we talk on the videos, I feel like that's helped. And then on YouTube, I'm trying to get focus a little bit more on YouTube because obviously that's the only one you can monetize.
Oh, you can't monetize TikTok? Or you got to have like a lot of followers.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's live, like pennies on a dime.
Yeah,
too, for like stuff like that. Like YouTube probably be the biggest thing, and then if we got big enough, we could do like Patreon.
Oh yeah,
and stuff like that
to listen
and do like I don't know. I think of stuff all the time, like little watch parties or
how's the One Piece podcast?
That one, you know, I post that in the past month. I put out some. The thing is, that one started in like. Like 2 years ago, and like we did a podcast every now and then. We're trying to get together now and get a schedule together. But like, I had so many episodes to post. I just posted like 7 episodes in like the past like month, and finally about to be caught up. And the older episodes get actually have like views. A good amount of views. Like actually, like on the podcast, like anchor thing. Like some of them have like 30, 20. Stuff like that on YouTube. I need to start doing it like our podcast where I split stuff up, make it a bit like 20, 30 minute videos, but I'm sure they could do good on there too. One Piece is primarily just like getting the time where everyone can do it. Cause like right now I got the three guys and Monte, Adam, and Chris, and then I'm trying to get Cam on there for this next episode and just getting all our schedules together. To record, I said I would only do it monthly because, like, it's just one show, and we would be talking about the manga. Yeah, we wouldn't even be talking about. I mean, we would talk about the episodes, obviously, but we would be on the manga, and you're only guaranteed maybe like 2, at most 4 chapters a month. So just doing once a month. Usually, One Piece does. If Oda doesn't take a break,
okay. Okay. Dang. So just JJK drop weekly too?
I seen that. Does.
It was like JJK spoilers. Hashtag JJK spoilers. That was trending when I was on Twitter. I didn't click on it, but.
They had a break last week.
Okay. Have you been seeing the meme?
The nod nah, win? I
win. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I see nah, all of those.
Nah, I win. I'm like, what is this from? I guess it was when Gojo. Well, I guess this is a spoiler. I'm not gonna say it, but
spoiler.
He said something along that line, right? To when they were talking about him going to fight Sukuna.
He said that really early on when he was talking to Yuji. He was like, "If he was like, what happens if Sukuna is revived or whatever?" He's like, "Do you think you could beat him? Like, he's the strongest sorcerer ever." And Gojo's like, "Yeah, he's pretty strong, but I think I could beat him." And so, I think that's kind of where it came.
That's where they took it from. They were just like, nah, I'd win. Because that's the same thing, basically. That's basically what he said. Nah.
And then they put on Jogo. And they put on the bunny. They put on.
Yeah.
That was another meme.
Been putting on everybody. Bunny
that was fighting Toji. So Aaron Yeager said.
Yeah. But he lost. I guess he won, technically. He got what he wanted. I guess.
Did he get what he wanted?
His friend is for his friends to live long lives. Yeah,
does Armin
like everybody else
still
I guess.
Die? Do all the Titans people no, they still die early?
He revoked all their Titan power, so they got to live the rest of their lives.
Oh, okay.
And he reverted all the people that were transformed into Titans back to normal. So that means all the colossal Titans turned back to regular people.
That's crazy. Man, just being in a wall for 100 years.
Yeah, and he just revert back, but.
They're in a wall for like 1,000 years. Just stacked on top of each other. That's crazy. Yeah, I think that's all I got for these shows. Been reading Kagurabachi. Mama Yu.
Is that weekly?
Kagurabachi is weekly.
Okay, so our anime is traditionally weekly. It just so happens that the ones that I used to go and read were monthly. Like, Attack on Titan. Attack on Titan was monthly. Naruto used to be monthly.
Are you talking about the manga or the anime?
Yeah, the manga. The manga.
I mean, I feel like, yeah, like Shonen Jump weekly, like most of them are weekly. It's only like popular ones that are monthly right now. All I can think of is like Boruto off the top of my head.
But you see what I'm saying? Like Naruto was monthly back in the day. It's like, I don't want to wait a month for the next, you know what I'm saying? Like what?
I think Black Clover is monthly now because the author left Shonen Jump because he's like unhealthy, so that he could go to a different publication and do monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And like the, I guess the only benefit of like monthly is that
the drawings are traditionally better, the story can be.
Yeah, and they should be a little bit longer than like just like 12 pages, you know, maybe like a 20 or 30 page if it's monthly.
Yeah.
So I see the benefit of it. I'd rather someone do monthly than like kill themselves. I can't imagine drawing all this in 1 week.
Oh my goodness.
I suck at drawing. I can't even do it. I can't even draw for one.
But oh, you mean just this, like not theoretically, not literally.
Like what do you mean?
You said kill themselves. You mean just like overworked? Not like they actually just fuck this
overworked. Not like not like suicidal. No, not suicidal, just like unhealthy. Like a lot of them be like
overworked.
Just unhealthy. Same with the animators, I guess. All this ongoing stuff. I think that's another thing that kinda got people a little bit like not used to stuff taking a lot of time to come out. It's like the shows we grew up on were always ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you watch like
Naruto, Bleach, bunch of filler though.
Yeah.
So they were just making shit up.
But they still kept it going like every week.
Yeah. But I like that. I don't like filler, bro. I'm not, I don't want to watch anything that's not, you know, important or real. That's just me though. Some people would be like, I still rather see the show. It's just something to watch, you know?
Yeah.
At least it's something.
I'd rather just watch something else. Too.
Yeah. But unless it's like cool fights and stuff, then that'll be awesome. Like you just want to see the characters fighting in action. But
if they did something like that, most of the time it's just like going to the grocery store.
Random storylines. Yeah.
Something.
I mean, Bleach had a fucking vampire arc.
I didn't watch that.
Yeah, I didn't either. But they had a whole vampire arc that wasn't, that was filler.
What else is there? Invincible, I've been watching.
Yeah, I've been watching that too. Awesome show.
And I don't mind the wait. I thought they were just going to do the whole season weekly. I think after episode 4, they're just going to put the whole rest out.
Oh, really?
I think I read that. Which I don't mind, but I would prefer weekly, just for the moment.
You don't like binge?
No.
Binge and stuff?
Because I don't ever like binge it. Stuff. I'm always slow. You don't? I'm slow. Like, and
yeah,
I don't
watch all that shit in one day.
Bunch of episodes. I never binge it. I watch like one or two. If I even, I had to work myself up to even watch something, but it's all the way out. Like all of it's out. So once I get to the point where I work myself up to watch it, the moment's already passed. It's been like a month or 2 months now. And I'm just now like sitting down watching it because there are so many episodes. But if I know if it comes out a week, I just take 30 minutes, watch it, and be like, oh, that was cool. And then wait till next week. I suck at binging stuff. I just don't be doing it. Like Fiona and Cake, I watched the first episode. I still haven't come back to it.
Oh, really?
Even though I liked it. I want to watch the rest.
It ended pretty good. A lot of loose ends were tied up from the original show. And it's a little bit more adult.
Yeah, oriented. Like TV-14.
Yeah.
In that first one, Ice King.
I didn't realize how important Ice King was to the story.
Really? I thought he was really important at first.
Yeah, he was. But like, you know, later seasons, they start getting into it in a regular show. But originally, I say regular show. Adventure Time.
Dinner.
But when he first showed up, he was just a crazy Ice King. We didn't know, like,
he's just a silly pervert.
Found an Anchiridion, and he was actually a super smart. Well, I guess you could say crazy, but it's smart because all the shit was real. But people used to think he was crazy. because he was looking for all these old relics of the past. And the Lich is literally his whole thing is like he wants total destruction of everything. He right. wants nothing to exist, and he actually had made that happen. And then he got he didn't know what else was to live for because he killed all life. But the person who he was like praising never showed up and gave him like a reward for it. So he felt like he kind of just did it for no reason.
He was trying to impress someone?
Yeah, his religion was like the person was his thing was like to kill off all life.
Kind of sounds like Thanos.
Shit, worse than Thanos. Thanos was just trying to equal out the population so shit could live. He just wants everything dead.
I read it somewhere that like the original Thanos story, like he wanted to do the kill off. No, he wanted to kill off half the world or half the universe to impress Death.
Is oh what yeah, I read. Death was his that was his thing.
Yeah. Like he wanted to like make Death fall in love with him or something. And this is the last thing I'll let you go.
Okay.
Why are they not letting my boy JM come back? This is ridiculous.
Who?
Jonathan Majors.
Oh, because his case. I don't know what's up with that. I thought he got like cleared or something, like charges got dropped.
I mean, like there's
and
like
he was like countersuing the
yeah
the person.
There's like conflicting things, but like there isn't like a ton of evidence that he's done anything, and the trial isn't until like I think like the 29th of this month.
Yeah,
so we'll see what happens. But like it's not
you're
like
talking about
just
getting rid of Kang,
scrapping
like
it. Yeah,
going away from Kang. Yeah. But people are like, if it's really that big of an issue, you could literally just recast him. Like Kang is infinite. There's infinite, very like he doesn't have to look the same. You know what I'm saying? Like you just recast
yeah.
somebody else. It's the perfect character for that. I don't know. It's honestly weird because like I don't see what the big issue is. I don't know what happened. Apparently it was like a domestic abuse, right?
It was like basically he got accused of like I don't know,
beating
like almost like choking
girlfriend.
A woman. It wasn't his girlfriend or wife. It was a woman that he was maybe involved with. And, like, there was, like,
wasn't
signs
like videos
of strangulation.
That showed, like, nothing happened? Because they were saying it happened in the car, but it was, like, video footage of what them in the car or something? I haven't looked super
there isn't any, like, release video.
So, yeah, I don't know. You got that dude that played Flash. He did some crazy shit, too. But
that's what I always say. It's a Miller, bro.
I don't know.
He's crazy. He's still going. Maybe just because he's black.
Yeah.
But it's just... I really wanted to see him. I was excited. I thought he was good in the Ant-Man
yeah.
movie.
Did you watch Loki?
I haven't watched it yet. But I heard he's good in that, too.
Yeah, he's good in that. It just ended. The last episode came out for season 2. Have you seen season 1 at least?
Yeah, I saw season 1.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. It's really good. The ending was good. It was really good.
And I feel like they could just, like you're saying, like there's so many of him. Like instead of making them all Jonathan Majors, they could have like taken the chance to just I don't know highlight
say,
a bunch
hey,
of different black
different
actors.
Yeah,
they could put
a variation of Kang.
Yeah,
Kang the Conqueror, but it's not Jonathan Majors. It's some other dude.
It's Samuel Jackson. It's Chris Rock. I don't know. Could have been anyone. Will Smith.
Chris Rock. Nah, we don't need nothing with Chris Smith. I said Chris Smith. Will
Chris
Smith.
Smith. Will, you like Will Smith? Smith?
Is, he's finished, bro. He's finished, bro.
He is finished.
He's finished, bro. Him and...
Why are they doing it like this? I don't understand.
I don't even know why he still is... Bro. I don't know. He just keep getting embarrassed. It might not even be his fault for real, but it's just like the fact that you let this go on so long, like why are you even still, you know, being seen with this woman? She clearly doesn't respect you. At all, like zero respect.
Did you see?
And I know,
yesterday?
Like, I guess they're in the open. No, what happened yesterday? The dude,
bro,
oh, the guy talking
that?
About he was getting done in the that video.
Yes,
I didn't watch the whole thing, but yeah, I seen. I'm like, bro, like, what is going on?
I was just, bro, this is insane. Like, I was like, I don't want to hear anything else about Will Smith anymore at this point. Like, he's one of those
and
people.
The other,
like,
but people, I read some of the comments. Like, it sounded like he was watching. Like, he was just sitting there, like, staring at it happen with all this detail. I'm like, I'm like, all right, bro. I don't know, man.
I feel like Will don't deserve all
some
this.
Some weird shit going on. A whole lot of weird shit. Maybe you swing that way, man.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily weird if he had sex with a man. I just think it's weird if someone sat down at a table and told a whole story about it unsolicited. Yeah,
like, it's like, bro, that's what you do. That's what you do, man. I don't,
like, why are we doing this to Will Smith right now?
Me personally, that's not how I swing. But if you know, that's your thing.
What's that?
Okay. Yeah, like you said, I don't even know who that dude is. Who was that dude?
I don't know. Yeah, apparently he was like a longtime friend of him or something. From what the little snippets I read, apparently he was around Will for like a long time. For some reason. I don't know. Just a lot of craziness going on. If I was Will, I would just duck out. I just focus on acting in my movies. I wouldn't do nothing else.
Maybe get any more roles.
I hope so. Yeah. Yeah, he had a rough couple of years, man. But all right.
All right.
I'm in this.
Are you getting Call of Duty?
Is it out already?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Oh, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. I definitely think if you're going to buy it, you should wait for it to go on sale. Especially because you're probably not going to play it like super, super a lot. But I got it. Monte got it. Toxic got it. Dylan got it. Pretty much everybody we know has it. It's better than 2019. They added like all the old stuff back, like the traditional mini map. So it's red dots back on the map. Slide canceling stuff. So the movement is a lot like 2019. I don't know if you like the movement on there because I know you played that one. Like you can run, you can slide, you can cancel, you can jump, shoot, all that. It's pretty good.
I'll wait for it to go on sale. If y'all playing it, obviously, I'm sure I'll have fun. I play it with y'all.
Because you still play Apex? I know you play the My Hero game.
I still play Apex, but I haven't played in like a month and a half.
Oh, I had the wrong gun out this whole time.
I have been playing My Hero a lot. That has been my game of choice right now. It's just fun.
Yeah.
It honestly reminds me of like old Fortnite. Of just like.
Oh, really? You thought they put the old map back?
Yeah. Yeah, I asked y'all if y'all gonna get on it. No one said they were getting on it.
Yeah, we played a little bit. It was pretty cool. They got all the old items and stuff. So it's not like all the new stuff. It was pretty cool. I ain't gonna lie. I had some fun when I played for the short time period.
Y'all off that?
Yeah. Warzone, the new Warzone comes out on the 5th.
What's new about it?
They pretty much reverted everything back that they fucked up this year.
No.
Because they removed a bunch of stuff and changed a bunch of things. Nobody asked to be changed.
Well, I'll check it out. If Warzone's free, isn't it?
Yeah, Warzone's free. You don't gotta pay. But they got this stupid system now to unlock stuff. It's like a daily challenge. You gotta do daily challenges to unlock weapons. Even if you buy the full game, you have to do the daily challenge to unlock certain weapons. But the thing is, though... is after 3 daily challenges, the challenge thing is just win game. So every time you win a game, it counts as one. So let's say you do 3 daily challenges, you unlock something, you got to win 3 games to unlock the next thing. And then every 3 games, you get something. But something costs like 8 daily challenge tokens. So you have to win like 8 games. But if you're pretty decent, you'll get it knocked out. It's just dumb that they did it this way.
Is the stuff unlocked? Does it stay unlocked forever if you unlock it?
Yeah, it stays unlocked forever.
Okay.
But it's just the fact that like you can get to max level and you still don't have everything unlocked, which makes like no sense.
Is there like a pay to play type of thing? Like if you pay, can you unlock stuff easier?
Unlock it? No.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that makes it fair. You don't got to pay to do it. Oh, wait, we didn't do... Real quick, animation of the week.
JJK.
Yeah, okay. Moment of the week.
When Sukuna killed Jogo and or when they were about to do the little standoff and then it just was all white and then Jogo was just sitting there with Mahito.
And that's how you knew he was dead.
Yeah, I'm like, damn. I'm like, ah, that was definitely the moment. If it's not that, then when Toji stabbed himself.
Yeah, for me, it was probably Toji stabbed himself or and Kenshin when they got into that little fight and they were punching each other, spit on them, a little flashback. And then Undead probably when he took her to the aisle for the wedding.
Yeah.
That was funny. Episode of the week, maybe just JJK.
Yeah.
Episode 15. Hopefully tomorrow's episode is good. Twitter kind of got a little scared.
It's just been fight after fight after fight. Like, it's been pretty lit, bro. It's been real lit.
I was just saying in terms of, like, animation and, like,
oh,
if it's made well, depending on their, I don't know, health or however they're feeling. I just hope it's good. I would hate for, like, a good show to slow down or suck because the Mappa, the Mappa sucks. Or the Mappa CEO and manager sucks. That was Weekend Weaves episode 15. Peace out.
Peace.